Welcome to the Stick Figure Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Stick Figure Podcast. I am sadly not your host.
Well, you are the host. You're like a co-host.
I'm the co-host.
You're the co-host. And I'm that we're co-hosts together.
Well, anyways, I am not your regular host. I am someone shorter and far less interesting.
Oh, that's not true.
I am Mike Stevens.
You're shorter. How do you do? And much more interesting.
I would disagree. I'm not very interesting.
I'm not very interesting either. Good thing you guys chose to listen to this podcast.
Woo! Thanks, guys.
You guys are making some great choices with your lives. I am Chris Stikes, as always, of StickFigure.com. That's why you're listening to the Stick Figure Podcast, I'd assume. Because you know what the website is.
So, the two of us
together. It's only the two of us. It's an intimate occasion. And after I lost the first episode, I feel like people are yearning for more Mike in the house. So this is the mic cast.
Oh, no.
Shucks. I was hearing. I know.
Just you?
I never get feedback on the podcast, so as far as I know, it's just me.
Well, you and me, alone in a room.
There's a bed over there.
Yum.
So,
That's for later episodes.
We'll
do something with that.
I promised Ryan earlier, that this would be a porn episode, so... It's going to be like radio porn, I guess.
Well, speaking of porn...
That was my best porn noise. I don't know exactly what that was.
Great.
I think if I need to bleep anything this episode, I'll just use that noise. Just the...
Son of a...
Well, you know. The only thing we have to bleep is like... I don't want to do it because it's actually a lot of work if I have to bleep it. If I were to say something like, or, now they'll think I actually said something and they'll wonder what, because I made, this has been a really weird first 2.5 minutes.
You're welcome, guys.
We can just jump right into the topic list and avoid the...
Well, we spoke of porn already in the first 2 minutes, and I wrote down sloths, because sloths...
How is that anything like?
Because sloths have invaded the internet, and every picture I see of them, there's a sexual innuendo somewhere in there. I don't understand why.
Well, because bitches love sloths.
They do love sloths.
I mean...
So I've heard.
Yeah, you give a bitch a sloth, she'll be... Just vaginas will attack your face.
I've never had a sloth, nor a bitch, so...
Well...
Yeah, no.
They basically go hand in hand with one another.
You bitch sloth.
Right. So, no, I think the thing with sloths is the internet is obsessed with two things. One, things that are cute, because they're like, oh, kittens!
Oh, kitten. I love kittens.
I like cats.
They invented the internet.
Yeah, pretty much. I wonder, actually, sometimes if the Egyptians didn't actually worship cats, they just thought they were funny. But they didn't have the internet back then, so like, it's a cat with a guy's head! It's crazy!
Whoa!
No, and then the second thing is they love really obscure things. They like to be out of the norm, and a sloth is not a normal animal, so it's like the perfect storm for internet people.
People are disgusting. I hate sloths, and I hate everyone who likes a sloth, so I hate you.
Yes, it's just...
Do you like sloth, Chris?
I'm not a big fan of sloths. Since I'm on the internet so much... Cat pictures have gotten really old, too.
They're like a rare breed. They used to be all over the place, and now they're like nowhere.
Well, cat pictures are everywhere.
Well, I haven't seen any.
You just aren't looking in the right place.
It's all sloths.
That's because you keep going to sloths.net, Mike.
Is that a real website?
Probably. We can look it up right now.
Oh!
Move on to the next topic while I look up sloths.net.
Okay, so...
This episode brought to you by sloths.net.
Huh. Okay, so on my topic list...
Mike made the topic list this week. I'm very proud of him.
It was that day in the car. You were driving home, or Ryan was driving me and you home. I went home, and I'm like, okay, so I'm going to be on the podcast. And the last 2 times I was on, I didn't have a topic list. I just spoke of crap off the top of my head. So, that night when I got home, I just wrote stuff down. Sloths.net.
Sloths.net is a German online slot website.
What?
Brilliant.
So it's sloths.net.
I guess.
Huh. What does HS stand for?
I don't know. Probably something in German. Like hot shit.
Hot shit. Heit shit.
Yeah. So you went home.
I went home, and the first topic I wrote down was the Bulls losing.
Right, and that was, when was this?
This was yesterday, actually.
Oh.
So this wasn't the first
one
I wrote down.
Yeah, the Bulls got a little bit raped.
A little bit?
A lot of it raped. But the series
No, not even a lot of it. We need to make a new word for that.
They were, like, an elephant's trunk raped them.
Okay.
And then, like,
I'll
it went
that.
Through one person and out their mouth and then into another person's asshole. That was the level of
elephant rape. Centipede!
So, that's yeah.
What was the score again?
It was, like, 106-79. It was, or, like, 116. Something horrible. No, actually, this is a good time for me to plug it. I, along with the help of another big sports guy at our school.
Is it Christian?
Yes. We are, for Thursdays on stickfigure.com, we are going to be starting a new sports talk show. Kind of like a sports radio show, plus some graphics, some editing, just because I like sports and I want to talk about sports.
ESPN!
The worldwide leader in misinformation. So, yeah, that was, that made me sad on the inside, but the series is, as of Friday when we record, still tied.
Oh. Wow.
So, that's a big thing.
Big thing. Big thing.
Reminds me a lot about something else in this room. My bed. It's a pretty big bed.
I was gonna say the walls, because they surround us. Pretty big.
Thanks, walls. We appreciate the walls.
Would you like to select something?
I'll select the top. This is like...
Okay. There's a backside as well.
Yeah, there is. All right, you have something in real big letters up here.
That was Mike Klein.
All right. Well, let's talk about it anyway. Shout out to him. He said he's going to listen to the podcast.
Shout out to Mike Klein.
Yeah, shout out to his band, too. Why not?
www.facebook.com/rebuild and rebound.
Pretty good band, from what I can tell.
Yeah, I've local bands are getting pretty big.
Yeah, I've noticed that everyone now has a band.
Or they're just starting one.
Yeah, I don't know when that started being a thing. I mean, it's cool. I love that people are going out and doing things.
You love. It's not really work. You know, like, only 10... No, not even 10%. It's lower than that. Like, 6% of kids that start bands in high school actually make it, you know, somewhat big, so...
It's gotta
good luck
be lower
to all
than
of you.
That, too. I mean, think of how many bands there are in high schools. I mean, we have a small school, and I could think of probably 4 people who are like, we have a band!
I used to have a band. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Me, Jake Schreiber, and Cody Lindley.
Wow. What did you, like, have a hit song, or...?
This was back in the 5th grade. None of us knew how to play instruments, so we just got together, oh, hey! Let's make a band. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, let's do it. So we came up with this really corny name, Showdown at Midnight.
Showdown at Midnight.
Rock and roll. And we took one of those really cheesy pictures where we're all standing like on a blank canvas behind us with our arms crossed, like giving a mean little, like,
Showdown at Midnight. Is that like how you would hand out flyers for like shows? You'd be like, yo, there's a showdown at midnight, and all your shows would be at midnight.
That would actually be cool.
Oh, man. So you used to have a band.
No.
I never had a band. I have a website, and also, that's it.
Stickfigure.com!
Anyway, so Smash Bros.
Actually, no, I was going to keep going on the band thing.
Oh, okay, keep going on the band thing.
Speaking of the band stuff, Wesley Gibo.
He does the intro song. I've actually been forgetting to mention that in the podcast.
Sorry, Wes. Love you.
No, it's actually, like, I don't know what it's called, but it's actually a really cool little...
I was dissing on it earlier, because me, Mike, and Wes were talking about it. I didn't know that he did it, so I was just talking all this crap about it, like, oh, I missed the old intro. And
I just pulled that out of a random ass song, and I'm like, because that wasn't mine. It's like,
I missed that. It's obscenely long, and me and Troy loved it.
Yeah. I mean, it was about 4 seconds of different things, and then just 8 seconds of one note being added. Which I love. No, I like the intro. I think it gets people, like, in the, like, rock and roll zone, only to have their psyche just lowered throughout whatever I'm doing.
Sorry, Dumas.
Like, for the episodes of Wind Waker, like, that song starts off as, like, like, this is gonna be, like, a cool guy. It's just like, I have no fucking clue what I'm doing. So I'm going to walk around the town for 20 minutes trying to find one dude.
How are you doing in Wind Waker, by the way?
Did you watch the latest episode?
13?
The, like, 40-minute long episode?
No, I have it bookmarked. I'm gonna prepare to watch it when I come home.
Well, I got to, and you've played the game, I got to the part where you spy on the people in the bomb shop.
Oh, the pirates?
Yeah.
Where they have had the dude hostage?
Yeah. So I got to that part. I probably made about 10 minutes of progress in 40 minutes in that episode, which seems to be the recurring theme for the entire series, where it's just me failing to do very simple tasks that most people are like, oh, talk to this guy. He's right around the corner. I'm like, he's probably at the top of the mountain. And then I go to the top of the mountain.
He's not there.
And there's no one there. There's just a mailbox that's dancing. It's like, here's a stone.
Well, you promised in the first episode you are not a gaming expert.
I am not an MLG pro.
Clearly stated in the first episode.
Clearly.
So don't hate on Chris, guys.
I think my favorite part of the series is the first minute where I made that intro. Just because I was so proud of the little animation I did for the MLG logo. Where
yeah.
It's like, MLG.
MLG. I also thought you were pretty clever with the 100% with the 2 50 cents.
I was really like 100%, and all I could think was like 50%, motherfucker.
I was sitting at home just clapping at you through the monitor, hoping you could hear me. Just go, Chris, you're so clever.
Right. I would recommend watching the Wind Waker series. It's fun to do. But also, the thing about it is, every week I sit down for about 30 to 45 minutes and I record. I'm like, alright, yeah. And then at the end of it, I hate myself because it's such a frustrating experience because no matter what I don't know what I'm doing with my hand here. For those of you who can't see, which is everybody but Mike.
He's doing this.
Yeah, I'm doing
this. Which you still can't see. He's doing this.
It looks like I'm waving someone off on the highway. Like, no, you go. You like, I've been
get
doing,
out.
I've been
please
doing
go
that
ahead.
Repeatedly. So, no, it's just I sit down and I hate myself. And then I have to sit there and I have to, like, edit it to make sure nothing messed up. So I just sit there and I watch what I just did and I'm like, you idiot. You idiot! No! So whatever I get mad about in the video, I get double mad about in editing.
Why didn't I think of this earlier?
So yeah, I can only imagine how frustrating it is for people who have actually played the game.
It is so frustrating watching you play this.
I appreciate choice. That you still watch it, though.
I know.
Like, every week
it's still fun. It's so fun to watch. Well, if I didn't know you, I probably wouldn't watch it.
Thanks,
man. Mainly because I wouldn't know about it. But no, it's an interesting series. It's bookmarked on the Stick Figure website.
That it is.
Check it out, guys.
Stick Figure website! I'm going to pull it up just next to us. So
as inspiration.
Yeah. So, that was topics, I guess. I don't really know what topic that was, but it was a thing.
Yeah, what was it? Did we even pick one yet?
I don't think we actually chose a topic there. We talked about bands and then...
Bands.
Wind Waker.
Oh, I have boy bands on here.
You have boy bands? What?
You know, do you have a pencil? I'm going to cross that out. That's a bad topic.
Okay, I want to say something about boy bands. Actually.
Okay.
Because every time, like, it seems... There has always been a group or an artist that has that same, like, poppy, like, we will be together how long, forever that long, just, like, that kind of generic, like,
yeah.
Love. And, like, you have the Justin Bieber, then you have Aaron Carter, then you have the Backstreet Boys, then you have NSYNC, and they keep falling into the same abyss of people who are irrelevant completely now.
You think they all get together, like, on weekends or something? It's like, okay, how can we piss
I think they all
off
share,
now?
Like, a boarding house together with their lack of money that they have. It's like, it's the rehab center for, like, fallen stars. That would be a great TV show.
Let's make that happen. If this works out,
new
let's
series
make this
coming to stickfigure.com. Think we could get Aaron Carter? I mean,
Aaron Carter was at I think it's Crown Point or Maryville.
Wow, he's really, really settled.
Yeah, he's really settled.
Shout out to Aaron Carter, by the way.
Yeah.
If you're listening, I love you.
Because my friend Vicky Jordan, shout out.
Shout out!
He did a concert in Maryville, or Crown Point.
Does he still make music?
Yeah, I guess. I suppose.
I remember having the CD, because, you know, you're like 4, and you don't know...
I want candy.
That's
so good.
That's the song. That's the only thing. I don't know how to close your knife. You just have to be forceful with it.
No, you.
I
there's
open
a thing here.
You
push it down and.
You see, my knife is. It's just manual. You just, and then you have to push it closed. Because I can't afford a fancy yet.
I got this from my grandpa. Yeah. I was planning on stabbing someone with it today.
Nice. Good thing I'm the person you're sitting across from right now.
Oh, well.
I'm just going to slide this to the other side of the table.
Slide it towards you. But no, I brought it with me today because one of my sister's good friends, she works at the new Strax over there that you live fairly close to.
Right. You're pointing the wrong direction, but right.
Well, whichever way it is.
That way. This is really great for the audio podcast.
This way.
Us pointing and talking about very specific local geography.
We're pointing north? Is that north? I don't know.
We're so stupid that while we're making fun of something and giving an example, we do the example.
We're making it worse. Sorry, people.
5 out of 5. Best of iTunes.
High five. Anyways, whichever way that thing is, my sister's good friend, she works there, and this guy comes up, because she was working security, this guy comes up, like, she can tell by the way he looked, he wasn't all there in the head, so he comes up, he goes, I want ice cream.
That's like, was it in that demeanor of tone, too?
I don't know.
Because, like, that seems like just some gruff guy, like, comes like, hey. I want some motherfucking ice cream and ice cream.
No, but I don't know how he said it, but she said, "Oh, the store's not even open yet. You know, the shelves aren't stocked. So come back next week when it's open. You can get your ice cream." He said,
yeah.
"No, I want my ice cream now." And then he started getting real physical with her.
Wow.
So he grabbed her and tried to take her out of the store, and no one else was around.
Right.
So she was kicking and screaming, and eventually I think she hit him in the face, and he ran away. So, anyone locally that listens to Stick Figure Podcast...
This is getting, like, Amber Alert shit right now.
Well, I just thought, you know...
Helping out local law enforcement.
Another high five. Anyways...
Stick Figure saved lives.
What if we actually did? Like, what if this helped... the police catch him.
I don't see how it would, but...
No, because I have a description.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
What a great comedy podcast.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. We've managed to make jokes out of this girl's tragedy, so don't worry.
Oh, God. Hopefully she doesn't listen to this.
No one listens, don't worry.
Sorry. Anyways, white male, mid-40s, early 50s, 5'7 to 5'8, blue jeans, blue shirt, and a blue hat. He likes blue.
Damn it, Dad.
His name is Jimmy.
Oh, you have a name.
Because there's this like sign sheet at the front door where I don't know what it's for, but he had to sign his first and last name. He just wrote Jimmy in all capital letters.
That doesn't seem like a real thing, man. I doubt his name is, in fact, Jimmy.
Jimmy. Well, if it's not, you know, no harm done, maybe.
Well.
Hopefully. Sorry.
There is kind of some harm done.
Let's move on. I'm kind of bringing this down.
Yeah, you really...
holding down the fort.
I don't know what that means.
It's something my dad says to me, like, whenever he goes out somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, Mike. He takes me by the shoulder, gets real close, kind of soft. He's like, Mike, hold down the fort. I just go, okay. And I get so pumped.
You're like, I gotta call them. I'm the alpha.
I am alpha male.
No, I just feel like such a man when he tells me that.
Like, and then you just, like, rip your shirt off, pull out a sword, and stare at the horizon waiting for enemies to attack.
With a headband blowing in the wind, like the samurai.
Yeah, there's gotta be wings here. Like, a small child comes to you, like, what are you doing? He's like, get inside!
Get in the house!
It's not safe.
Come on, Carl.
Fucking Carl.
Never in the house.
Are we getting back on The Walking Dead?
No, really? I don't think we're going to get back on The Walking Dead. That
because
was
zombies and preparation is on the topic list as well.
Is that all you want to say about holding down the fort? Is how it's like, ooh.
Well, I guess that kind of goes with zombies and preparation, too.
Okay,
holding down the fort.
I tell you, you're like, ask me about my zombie plan is really that topic.
Yeah, okay, yeah. What's your zombie plan?
Okay, my
Did you modify it from... Well, actually, no.
Episode one is completely lost.
So I guess we have to redo it, huh? Anyways,
I mean, we could. What were you going to say was zombie slash preparation if it wasn't a zombie plan?
I don't know.
No. You're like, this is gold, but I don't know what it means.
Oh, okay. So, if there was a virus, saying, like, the Resident Evil virus, like Umbrella Corporation, if you knew a virus like that was coming, and some zombie-like things or mentally insane people... What happened? How would you prepare?
So bath salts.
Yes, bath salts.
This is the bath salts survival scenario.
Okay, what is your plan?
My plan? Alright. People always get super excited about the zombie apocalypse. They're like, oh man, I just gotta get some guns, I'll get a boat, I'll fuck shit up.
I'm gonna kill so many people.
And then my first reaction to that is, no.
That is not what
that
would
is
happen.
That is the worst line. I'm probably like crushing your dreams right now. You're like, I was going to take over a small tower and make it Mike Industries and we would rebuild humanity. But then, no. What you do...
I know we're screwed.
The initial 2 weeks to a month, I feel, would be this great like panic of people running around, zombies attacking at random. You just kind of have to lay low. Kind of just stay in your house, hole up, be on upper floors, just kind of avoid the whole... I don't know, in Resident Evil, are they, like, somewhat intelligent? Well, then it might not
work. They just go crazy, basically. The people go crazy.
Yeah, just lay low. Don't draw attention to yourself by, like, yeah, I'm gonna get a group of bandits and we're gonna start fucking shit up.
Kill everything. Just loot everything.
Just lay low. Like, have a knife or a hammer or something where you can
get a hammer.
If it's close quarters, you can go, bam!
I got a hammer!
You don't want to mess with my hammer. I don't know, but within your house, you probably have enough to survive.
Definitely.
For, like, a month. So do that. Use what you have. Don't immediately go fall out on everyone and become the wanderer of the wastes. We aren't built for that. We're normal people. You are afraid of spiders. Don't pretend to be a hero. That's why there are so many zombies is because
people
go
tried
out,
to be heroes. They
tried to be heroes and now they are the enemy. So
I think my biggest fear in like one of those situations, like an outbreak situation, would be other people.
Yeah, because and you always like say you're watching The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And you see all these people going out doing things on their own, they're like, fuck the group, I'm better than that. And you're like, why would they do that? And then you realize, other people are just a fucking nuisance. Like, unless
they're just getting away.
Unless they're, like, family or close friends or something, it's like, why? No.
No one's gonna hesitate to waste your ass.
No, I mean, I probably would. I'd be like, no.
You could be useful. Come with me.
I wouldn't even say that. I'd just be like, let's not have this weird relationship. Let's just move on. We were gonna do things... There was a plan before we met each other. We can just continue with that and just say, hey, good luck and move on. We don't have to immediately...
I feel like any plans anyone makes for one of these situations, they just immediately would fall apart.
Yeah, it's...
Like, I'm going to be by myself, I'm going to survive forever, and repopulate everything by myself. Because I can reproduce asexually. I'm just that good.
Like, you're just standing there, and then, like, another you morphs out of your body. Like, hey there. And then you shoot him because you're alone.
Fucking humans.
So, yeah. And then after that first month, you go out, and you just try to find supplies, and you stay laying low. You don't grab the fucking minigun and get on the back of a truck and start shooting everything. If you don't be a hero, there's my best advice. Don't be a hero.
Number one rule. Isn't that the number one rule in Zombieland?
It might be. And that's a good rule.
Don't be a hero.
And then at the end he's like, well, you can be a hero if you love them. Which I guess, but in general, don't try to be a badass. Because
unless you are a badass.
Unless you're a badass.
And keep doing what you're doing.
If you aren't a badass now, you aren't going to be a badass after things go to shit.
Tell that to The Rock. Well, he's always been a badass. Yeah. He will continue to be.
That's what I said. The Rock would be like, yeah, I'm a badass.
I'm a badass. It's weird to think, like, famous people now are actors, celebrities, or the president, how they would do in one of those situations. It's weird to think those people you watched on your favorite TV shows that you idolize are now fighting for their life. That would be weird to think.
You'd be surprised what having a shit ton of money does for you even after the initial outbreak. Because it's not like they'd be like, well, there's zombies. Bye, government.
Goodbye, law.
Just everything out the window. Just immediately.
No more judicial system.
No more money is now worthless. We've gone to a system of beads of being our key currency again. I'm actually investing in shells for once. But, no, I just, having a bunch of money would immediately provide you with a bunch of equipment, a bunch of, like, yeah, security. And also, people already like you. Which I think is a good thing. Because if if people know you, they'll be like, dude, okay, you're walking down the street, feeling like P. Diddy. And I don't know what that means, but you're walking down the street, you have a gun. You see some guy walking up to you, same street, with a shotgun in his hands. You don't know this guy. Your first reaction is, whoa, I don't know if I can trust this guy. Then, new scenario, you're walking down the street, gun in your hand. You see Morgan Freeman walking down the street with a shotgun.
Immediately mindfucked.
You're immediately like, how do I get with Morgan Freeman? How do I become a part of that group? If we survive this, I'll be in the movie.
Oh my god.
I feel like you already have an advantage if you're famous.
Why would Morgan Freeman be walking down the street by himself?
Because Morgan Freeman...
I feel like he would already have a band of fucking people...
I mean, his band got destroyed, and now Morgan Freeman's
alone. Only Morgan Freeman, fucking Morgan Freeman.
Because he ziplined away, and his daughter, like, pushed him out the window. He was trying to stay and fight, but she's like, I can't let you go. And then she pushed, and then she cried as, like, she was overwhelmed. And then there was, like, a fire in the building, and smoke overcame her. And Morgan Freeman landed on the other side of the zipline. He was in tears. And he said he would fight every last one of them until he went down. And he pulled out his shotgun. He started walking down the street, and there was you.
Whoa!
And then he shot you out of angst.
Plot twist!
Oh, man. So, yeah, that's how I think zombie. That's how I think the zombie.
I would be honored Morgan Freeman fucking shot me.
Yeah. I mean, if it's going to be anyone, why not Morgan Freeman?
Best choice.
Yeah, I mean... All right, we have to talk about Frolf.
Frolf.
We went frolfing the other day. And for those of you who don't know what Frolf is, it's frisbee golf. It's like golf, but instead of like holes and balls and clubs, you have frisbees that you throw into like these baskets.
With chains.
It's way more fun because, one, it's way more fun.
It is. I didn't think it would be that fun first
like,
time.
Like, about, I don't know when it was, but... Troy was like, hey, we're going to go frolfing. I'm like, wow, that sounds terrible, but I'm in.
But I'm in.
So I went, and I'm like, wow, this is really fun. I'd like to do this more.
I know, I want to go do it way more often.
It's so, like, relaxing and chill, and you're just kind of...
Even
like,
though me and you are terrible
at it. We're so bad. Like,
we are the worst.
When we went the other day, we got to this hole, and... You stand on the tee, it's like a flat plane, And you stood there, you went first, and you threw your frisbee, and it hit a tree about 5 feet in front of you.
I was so confident I was going
to
get it.
And just kind of like bounced off to the side, like 3 feet ahead. And we all just start making fun of you. And we're like, there's no way anyone could do worse than that.
And then Ryan steps
up
to the plate.
Yeah, Troy goes, he throws it, normal throw. We're like,
go Troy.
Start jacking off, you know. Just like right on it's right around the tee. And then Ryan steps up. He's like, all right, this is going to be good. He throws it. It hits the same tree and bounces back about a foot. He somehow manages to do worse than Mike.
There's no way I could do worse than Mike.
Like, oh. I even made the statement of that was the worst throw of all time. And then somehow he turned it into the second worst throw of all time in a matter of 20 seconds. This was a historic day for horrible frisbee throws. I mean, the only way it could have been worse is... Actually, it did get worse, I think.
Oh, yes. I think I know what you're about to say, yeah. Too.
On the same hole, we got closer to the hole.
You were putting.
We were putting.
As it would
determine. And Mike was shooting. And I don't know how you managed to do it. It was actually impressive. You were probably 10 feet away.
No, I was closer than that.
Okay, you were...
I was trying to pizza pie.
Yeah,
I was
trying to throw like a pizza pie. And Ryan was walking probably 5 feet behind the hole.
So...
He's probably safe. Think again.
So, I was going for a pizza pie. I throw it. Oh, way overshot.
Yeah,
it's like 2 feet above the fucking hole.
It hits Ryan square in the head.
It sounds like it hit a tree.
Yeah,
that sounds hilarious.
It's just completely blindsided. I don't know how you managed to miss that badly. Like, even if it hit him in the waist, I would have been like, well, he just missed. But it still had elevation enough to hit him in the head after it had already passed the hole. Like, you have no sense of depth perception or something.
I was wearing sunglasses. That's my excuse.
I mean...
Even though it did absolutely nothing to my vision.
We weren't even... That was in the woods. One of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Well.
Yeah, it's falling apart now.
My story's full of holes.
But yeah, and...
I just suck.
There's another thing. You know, we went to the disc shop that's in the park.
Mm-hmm.
And we were looking at... Me and Ryan were looking at the used ones. And we're like, Andrew McGrath. I don't remember the guy's name, and it had his number. And we're like, oh, Andrew must really be bad. He lost his disc, and no one gave it back. So we put it back on the shelf. The next one over, it's Andrew McGrath. We're like, Andrew, what are you doing?
Get it together, Andrew. Fucking Andrew.
Can't get it. He's like, he lost them. They saw the phone number. Like, he's not missing this.
Was it just two? There was probably more.
There were probably more. We didn't really examine them. But,
shout out to Andrew McGrath.
Yeah, Andrew McGrath, if you're out there, someone has your discs.
They're being sold.
What if this, like, he was looking for them for years. He's like, I finally got a lead. Like, I turn up dead tomorrow morning. The podcast won't even be up by then, but he'll somehow find out. He'll have a disc that he throws at me, and it, like, goes off into the woods, and I'm distracted, and he strangles me. And, like, searches my wallet for
information. I think that's a great start to a good horror movie.
I feel like it's a horrible start to a horrible movie.
Great start to a bad movie. As in our previous episode.
I like it. I like it.
Normal day of frothing.
I don't think there's anything normal about a day of frothing. Like, I love it, it's fun, but there is nothing normal about... We're just gonna go have a froth.
Okay, an uncommon day of froth. Chris throws his frisbee into the woods. He picks up his frisbee. He hears a twig snap. No one's around. He goes to throw it. And he dies.
You know,
the end!
There was a lot of setup for that, and...
Yeah.
It really just kind of ended.
I just put it all together at once. There was actually a lot more between that. Like, what he did between the period when he picked up the disc and when he died. You know, it's about 2 hours of movie in between that.
Right.
Yeah. I'll write a book about it.
I have a book.
I know. No, speaking of your book, I've been reading it.
Have you?
One. Well.
You see, I love doing that to people. Because people...
I read a paragraph. Triumvirate, Stick Figure Podcast.
Check it out. But yeah, your turn to choose a topic. That's how we're doing it, since there's only two people. It's really hard to segue.
And a lot of topics.
Yeah, you have a lot of topics, and they're actually all pretty good.
Well, okay. Nap time.
And jeez, why you just hit the table. Look at that level right there.
Whoa!
That's going to ruin someone's headphones.
Sorry.
It's cool.
Okay, so nap time. Right. Why it should be reinstated and for high schools.
That makes sense.
It makes complete sense, because there was a study in London, I think it was, or somewhere in Europe.
London,
tea and crumpets, nap time.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate. Okay, anyways.
Never mind the bollocks.
There was a study in London. They let high school students nap for half an hour between, like, during the middle of the day, like, after lunch or before
lunch. Do they
get,
like, little mats where they can lay down, like, a little blankie?
I didn't read that far into it.
Read the first paragraph. That's how he does all of his reading. He sees the headline and he reads the first paragraph and makes a caption.
Totally. But no, it didn't. I actually read the whole article. It didn't say anything about what they had or if they had beds or mats. Excuse me. But,
I have to cut that out.
Sorry.
You're stupid.
I'm sorry. Anyways, after a month of testing, studies have showed that they have got 15% higher grades of the entire school.
That's a huge jump.
I know. It might not seem like a lot, but it
is a lot.
No,
that's a massive jump. That's like if I had an 80, I would have a 95.
Yeah.
Or in my case, in my sixth hour, I have 111, so instead I would have a 126.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's like an A++.
Yeah, I know. Shout out to DJ Robbie K.
So what do you think on that?
I mean,
pros and cons, maybe?
There are definitely pros, you know. Energy is big, but at the same time, people have to learn how to budget their time and how to manage themselves in a way that they can operate without having a nap time in their day, because there's no room for that in the real world. And also, I think, does that make the school day longer? Why not just, you know, take a nap when you get home or something?
I read another thing. Humans are actually programmed for 3 2-hour sleep cycles throughout the day.
So 6 hours.
6 hours of sleep throughout the day.
I might do that in the summer. That sounds way better.
I know. I was thinking about trying that myself.
I mean, why not? Like, in college, that would work out awesome. But no, I can definitely see that and how it makes more sense. But at the same time, do 3 2-hour sleep schedules work into the rest of the world?
That's a really good point.
I mean, yeah, maybe it's how we're more developed or how it's better. But is it better if you have to nap after 4 hours of doing something? This is a very sciencey topic. And by the way, what the hell, humans? We have to be unconscious for 8 hours of the day, or we die. As far as evolution goes,
we suck.
Like, we're losing on an evolutionary scale.
Sloths, 23 hours a day.
Yeah, but guess what? Sloths are poisonous if you eat them. They'll give you chlamydia.
So are blowfish, and they don't even sleep.
Good for them! The blowfish are winning!
Charlie Sheen, shout out.
He's a tiger.
Yeah.
I think that the current system has been working for a long time, and I'm not sure if we need to reinvent the wheel.
That's a good analogy.
What?
Reinvent the wheel?
That's a very common analogy.
I've never heard it, actually.
You've never heard of reinvent the wheel?
No. I need to get outside more often.
Hell?
I need to get outside.
Oh, man. Okay, you have RuneScape here.
I do?
Yeah, you have...
Where?
It's right here.
Oh. Oh, RuneScape. Well, I don't know what to say about that.
A lot of people used to play that.
I used to play it.
I was not in that group of people.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have thought you were, you know, being
not at all.
Computer savvy.
Well, that's exactly why I didn't play RuneScape. Because
much better game.
I have standards. to be fair, before I turned about, like, 13, the games I played were the same, like, four games. I played Tony Hawk's Underground.
Definitely.
Battlefront, N64 games, and, like, Super Smash Bros. And,
Super Smash Brothers, shout out.
Do you remember, like, the old, and this is going way back, the original Super Smash Brothers commercials?
The N64?
Yeah, the commercials.
Ah.
Where it was, like, it was, like, the people in mascot outfits of the characters just beating the shit.
I do not remember. I can't believe I don't remember.
They were
that.
So awesome. I'll try to pull it up on YouTube.
It seems like something I should remember. Definitely.
No, it was so awesome. But RuneScape, I don't get it. The gameplay, I've tried it on multiple occasions because my cousin really liked it for a long, long time. And he still occasionally is like, I kind of want to go back to RuneScape. And every time he does that, I'm like, dude. No.
I occasionally dabble in RuneScape, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
like 2 days ago, I was on RuneScape.
I feel like you two are like in the same vein of like, well, I mean, nostalgia, right? I mean, I'm kind of pro.
That's exactly
I'm like
what
level
is.
80, I have $80 million. I'm like, how much time did you put into this?
How did you know I was level 80?
That's what every good person is in anything, I feel like. I'm like, I'm level 80, I've got the bone sword.
Bone? I got a bone?
It's like a penis thing. So,
silence.
I was expecting you to say something.
Maybe that long thing of silence.
Yeah, that was so good.
That's
great.
A good second of silence right there.
And now we're acknowledging it, so it's basically still silence, because we're not adding anything. You want to talk about something on that? I don't know. You have a bunch of things I don't really understand. Like, on the left side of the page, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Wait, I don't get what you mean.
You have a bunch of things here. Creepy things. Conventions. Top Men. Oh, I know that. That's the Top Men podcast?
Yes, with Aaron and Tim and Kevin.
Yeah, I was on that once.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Me and Tony were. We were guests.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Those two are in my first hour, Aaron and Tim.
Yeah.
And on this box, I saw Top Men Podcasts. I didn't know it was them.
Right.
So I crossed it out and put Stick Figure Podcast. I had no clue it was them. I'm sorry, guys.
But seriously, listen to our podcast. It's way better.
Yeah.
No, I've been thinking about asking them to come on sometime, because, I mean, they do a pretty good job with that.
Yeah, they do. I've listened to a couple episodes. They're holding a contest at the moment.
Yeah, they are holding a contest, which, I'm sorry, they're good guys. I like the podcast, but people do this thing on Facebook, no matter what you are, if you're a band, or you're a podcast, or you're a website, where you fucking beg people for likes over and over and over again. And people clearly have no idea what kind of demographic they're in. Because people who are going to listen to, like, a low-rate podcast, not low-rate, but, you know, like, low, like,
obscure?
Yeah, kind of an, I guess, for lack of a better term, obscure, like this one. If you're going to go to stickfigure.com, if you're going to go to Top Men Podcast, or if you're a fan of the band Rebuild and Rebound, you aren't going to find the core of those fans on Facebook. That's not your mainstream. You're going to find the people who are much more dedicated to it and the people who are already going to your main source. And people get so attached to Facebook and they don't realize that it's dying.
Facebook is dying.
And not in the sense that there's a lack of users, in the sense that it's not the same thing that it was, where it's like, this is my hub for things that I like. Now it's just your online ID, in a way, where it's what you sign in with for, like, everything when you sign in. It's like, sign in with Facebook. It's becoming this thing where it's just your ID card online as to who you are, which, as we move towards a lack of privacy with all these acts being passed, it's going to be a much bigger deal. So I don't think you can really find the core of your audience on Facebook. I think you have to really boost your own website and your own mediums, because if you exist only there, then you're dependent on them, and you're sitting around instead of doing things. You're begging people to like it so you can validate why you're doing things.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
I have no idea what you... I don't know what your response is.
I don't know what to respond to. That was just so brilliant.
Thank you.
Handshake.
But yeah, so my advice to you, Top Men Podcast, or Rebuild, because R&R does this thing too. That's
really, just get out there.
And by the way, I love what you guys are doing. I love that you're going out. I love that you're making content, and I love that you're doing it for free. And I love that you're involving your audiences, because that's so awesome, the way that you're just trying to, that you have something that you like, and that you're going out there and finding other people who enjoy it, and you're all kind of celebrating that together. My advice to you would be, don't, like, say, hey, 20 more likes and we'll do this, or do you guys want us to record more things? Record more things. You already have them there. They're already interested. Just do what you want to do instead of asking people to enjoy what you want to do, because the people who enjoy it are going to go out of their way to enjoy it, because that's what people do.
Exactly. That's how I was with Rooster Teeth.
Yeah, I mean, they don't go out and beg people for love. It just kind of happened. Yeah, and
they did their thing, and people liked what
they did. Yeah, and people like it, and it's not because they went out and asked for likes and promoted themselves. They got lucky. That's how it goes. I mean, you always hear these stories, like, well, you go out, you have a Twitter following. That doesn't happen unless, like, a few key people are like, hey, check this out. And, I mean, you can definitely have a cult following, but it's never going to explode unless you just keep making things. You have to continue to just push at what you're doing and hope that there are enough people out there like you who will enjoy what you enjoy, I guess.
Yeah. Find friends.
This got very serious.
I know. I love it, though.
Oh, man. This is like, it's like comedy and philosophy and rape all in one beautiful little package. I mean,
so, podcast.
Shout out to Top Men Podcast. If you're, I was on the Bees, the Wicker Man episode of theirs.
The Bees.
So yeah, definitely check that out. That's that.
Yes.
I think that's enough of talking about random online content.
Let's talk about Troy.
Troy.
For a sec. I just wrote him down today.
Right. Why?
Because he's such an interesting person. Just look. His name.
That's another one of your topics, is interesting people, which I want to get to.
Troy.
I mean, Troy, he's pretty interesting. I mean, he has long, floppy hair.
It's like, wavy. It looks like a surfer.
It's like half wavy, half curly. It's very interesting. I feel like he'd be a guy you meet in California who's like,
what's up, guys?
He's like smoking a joint. He's like Ray Mundo from Rocket Power, but like 30 years earlier.
Wow. That is great. I can totally see. I'm going to Photoshop his face on Ray Mundo's head.
Ray Mundo.
Troy Mundo.
Troy Mundo was like the worst parent ever in Rocket Power, too.
Totally.
Because he's like, hey, kid, you go do some extreme sports out all late while I go bang this hooker. What? Let's go to Conrad's skate park.
Fucking Ray Mundo.
Yeah, man.
What was that? Excuse me again.
Let's go.
That big like Jamaican guy's name?
Tito!
Tito,
the ancient Hawaiian say.
I haven't
Shout
seen
to
that
the
show
boil
in so
on
long.
Tito's nose.
I haven't seen that show, well, any of those shows from like my childhood ever.
There were a lot of, and maybe, okay, I just realized they're all shitty shows. But they aren't shitty because we grew up with them. It's just like how if someone says, dude, the Atari 2600 is like the greatest console ever.
It's like, no.
It's just because your perception of where things are was so much better when you're a kid. You're like, man, I so much love Atari more than Xbox. It's so much better. The game's way more fun. No.
The same way my grandpa is with like telephones. It's like, oh, wired phones are better than your smartphone bullshit.
No, like, because then it's like, oh, well, when I played Atari, I hadn't been cheated on. How come whenever I play Xbox, I've been cheated on?
Xbox shits on us all the time.
Oh, man, fucking Xbox always cheating on me with, like, the 3DS just jamming it into the slot. I don't know how that works.
We went off on a tangent.
Yeah, Troy.
Troy. T-R-O-Y.
Mundo.
Troy Mundo. That's his new nickname. I was talking.
We're going to go to school Monday or whenever we see Troy next, and we're going to be calling him Troy Mundo, and he's going to have no fucking clue.
Podcast isn't going to be up by then?
It'll be up like Monday afternoon.
Okay, good. So we can mess with them that whole
day.
Yeah,
we'll have a full day of Troy
Mundo. Hey, Troy Mundo, what are you talking about? What?
I doubt Troy listens to the podcast.
Yeah, Troy.
He's not committed enough.
But I was talking to him earlier.
Yeah.
And that's when exactly when I wrote his name down. Because he came up with this idea that me and him should rob a casino. Because he watched Ocean's 11 earlier that day.
To the federal agents listening, this is a hypothetical situation. This is not in any way going to actually happen under the jurisdiction of stickfigure.com. If it does happen, it is the sole intent and result of the planning of Troy Muscles Van Deel, a.k.a. Troy Mundo, a.k.a. Robert De Niro. Please continue.
Okay. So, came up with this idea to rob a casino because, you know, we want to be rich.
Yeah.
And
the quickest way to do that is rob a highly secure building.
Yes! I wasn't exactly sure what his plan was. And I don't know why I was playing along, but I came up with this idea to rob a bank first, to buy equipment, good equipment, to rob the casino.
Wait, so you're going to rob a bank?
Then rob a casino.
You're going to rob a bank, buy things with that money immediately, and then you're going to rob a casino.
This is all
using that same equipment that you just purchased with hot money.
It's all still in the pot. We're still cooking it
okay,
up. We're still right. cooking. And yeah, we're going to buy better equipment, rob the casino. And we got Lindsay in on this. Shout out to Lindsay. She, I don't even know what she was doing. I don't know what she's going to do.
She's just going to be there.
She's going to distract people with Nerf guns.
Okay, I think that's your first flaw. Yes, that would be distracting, but it would last a total of 10 seconds, the Nerf
gun. No, it'll last more than that, because Nerf guns are fun.
We'll just try to look at Nerf battle!
Nerf battle!
Like, she pulls out one, everyone else pulls out their guns, and like, finally, the day has come!
I've been waiting for this!
And, like, everyone, like, security is running around, like,
Nerf battle!
Some people have the swords that are running around sword fighting, some guys on fire just running across. And then you guys just slip into a back door, you open a box that says money, and you're like, we found it, you just pull it out and walk out.
That's exactly what's going to happen. I hope it does.
I completely hijacked your story there. I'm sorry.
No, that was the end of my story. You just made it like 10 times better.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Good. All right, so interesting people. Huh?
Interesting people. I wrote that down yesterday.
I mean, there's only been 3 days since I asked you to do the podcast, so...
Yeah. I like to keep track of stuff. I'm organized. Yeah. I mean, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean...
So, interesting people. I wrote that down because I was watching this documentary on... I don't know what it was about. But, the guy interviewing asked the guy, so, are there any interesting people that had influenced your life in any way?
Yeah.
And I think, oh, wait... That might be a good question to ask on the podcast. Whoa. So I wrote it down.
Any interesting people who have influenced my life? Well, what's your answer? Because I need a minute to think.
Oh, Influenced my life.
Please save me.
Well, yeah, you're in there. Like, recently.
Suck my knob.
Because me and you became really good friends over this past year.
It's been, like, a very short amount of time.
I know. How did we do this?
I don't know, man. And
I've
known of your existence for like 12 years, too.
Since like kindergarten or
first
grade. Yeah,
I know. We've both been there, and we've just kind
of
coexisted.
Speaking of which...
And now we're like intertwined in this like love vine.
That's deep, bro.
It's as deep as two Grand Canyons.
Speaking of first grade, I remember this one Secret Santa that you were my Secret Santa.
Oh, God. I hate me prior to, like, 2010. I completely hate myself, and I've repressed all of those memories. So thank
you. I'm bringing them back.
Thank you for digging those up. My therapist will be very happy.
But, you were my Secret Santa. And
wait, when you say you're my Secret Santa, was I your Secret Santa? Like
you gave me a present.
Did I give you a knife?
No, you gave me a Spider-Man puzzle set. And I still have it to
Thanks,
this day.
Mom.
I still have it. It's in my closet.
That's weird.
No, not really. I never put it together. Sorry, Chris.
Dude, we should do that puzzle together.
Dude,
we'll make a video out.
We will. Oh, totally.
Stickfigure.com coming soon.
Let's play puzzle.
Let's play puzzle. Alright, so this. Oh, we're missing a piece!
Alright, so who are your interesting people who have influenced your life?
Well, my friend Sean Tominoff.
These are very personal.
Huh?
These are very personal influences. I was going, like, big picture.
Oh.
But
what do you mean?
I'll go next, don't worry.
I've known him. He was my first ever friend.
That's deep.
Jake Schreiber.
Wow. Shout out. Shoutouts to all these people, by the way. We're just listing people off. No,
I know. I gave so many shoutouts.
I know. You're like,
I'm not supposed to be doing this.
In an older podcast that I did, that I could no longer afford to pay the hosting on, because we had so many episodes with so few downloads that our bandwidth wasn't high enough for our storage capacity to go up. So I either had to start deleting episodes or just watch the whole thing and make a new website, which I did. And that brings us here.
Sweet.
Yeah, so on an old podcast, we did have Tony, who I'm really hoping to have on sometime. In like the first 5 episodes, we probably gave about 200 shoutouts to random things. Things such as pogo sticks, bop it. Drugs.
Shout out to drugs.
And Tony's girlfriend at the time, who I won't name, let's just call her Harry. Like, Tony would have contests with himself each week to see how many shout outs to that one person he could give in one episode.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, great. Shout outs are a big thing with me, so I appreciate that. Anyway, go on.
Well, interesting people.
Yeah.
Okay, my friend Sean, who I told about the podcast, he's a listener.
Nice! Shout out to you, Sean, I love you, you're my best friend now. He probably hates me.
And, Jake Schreiber, he was my second ever friend.
Wow.
I was a really awkward kid back in the
I'm
days.
I'm still a really awkward kid, so I can appreciate that.
For real.
That's why I like having a microphone and the entire internet between me and other
Thanks,
people.
Thanks, internet!
That's why I wait to have that before I talk to people. I communicate to them through cyberspace.
There's something here that deserves the biggest shout-out ever. Internet.
The internet.
Shout-out to the fucking internet.
The internet is the greatest thing to happen.
Or really the worst thing.
I'm not sure if it's horrible for me and it's killing me, or if it's, like, the happiest.
No, it was in Times Magazine or something like that. It was some sort of magazine. Internet, greatest invention. It's like the most useful invention of all time.
Of all time. I mean, there's nothing else that has...
There's everything on the internet that you could possibly ever want to know.
Like, literally, if you wanted to talk to someone in China, even
you
25
can.
Years ago, that would be a huge process. That would be a huge deal. Now I hate running into people from China because they annoy me.
Shout out to the Chinese.
It's not like a racist thing. It's just if anyone's ever like, I'm from China, I'm like, shut up.
Shut up.
Your opinions are rubbish.
Like British kids on Xbox. I'm from Britain. Shut up.
Have you had that experience with British people?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, the British people I know are delightful. Shout out to Stuart and Jack. And
hey, my British friend's name is Stuart. Maybe it's the same guy.
Maybe it is.
Oh my gosh. We'll talk about this after the podcast.
Mass Halo gear?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
We cleared that up. Shout out to Stuart.
Alright, what? More tangents. Wait, now I can't remember where we were.
You were talking about interesting people. You were at Jake and then the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting people.
Oh, I caused the tangent.
Yes.
Whoops. Yeah. I do that.
This is going to be a super long, awesome episode because I'm nowhere near done with this topic.
For real. We don't have to go through the whole thing if you don't want to.
Oh, no, we don't have to. But this has been a really good podcast.
I would enjoy doing all of this.
Yeah, let's do all of this.
As much as we can.
Get ready, people. Strap in.
Strap on.
Callback. I tried not to do it as loud as I did last time because now I know my parents are downstairs.
Oh.
So if we go downstairs after this, after they hear, they'll think something really odd was happening.
They're listening to the fence.
They probably are because it travels really well.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Hey.
So, interesting people. I had Sean, Jake, Ronnie, Troy, you, and I'm pretty sure that's it.
Wow. All right. So.
And Megan. Gilliam.
Oh, shout out to her.
She was my first ever female friend.
Yeah.
Shout out to Megan.
Yeah, shout out to you.
All right, so...
This is like the shout out portion for you. Mine aren't quite as personal, just given like...
Well, actually...
There are a lot of personal people
who
have really, I guess, influenced me. Influenced the way I am. I mean,
I left out some other things, but go ahead.
I'm going to leave out the part where I, like, suck your dick, where I'm like, oh, Mike, he's super crazy.
Oh, my God.
He's a wild and crazy guy.
No, but,
don't need to go through that.
I would definitely say, just to kind of keep this section short for me, because I could ramble on about a bunch of people. I mean, obviously, like, my brothers and my friend Ryan, not Gibson necessarily, but my friend Ryan Snow, a lot of those people have really affected the way I am. Just in a really positive way, which I think is really cool. And then on a more, like, large-scale level, I'm going to go back to Rooster Teeth.
I was just going to say them. Shout out to Rooster
Teeth. Like, those people in general, and in particular, Bernie. Bernie Burns.
Go, Bernie.
I don't know if you've noticed, but I've kind of bought into his whole business model of have a website, make videos, have a podcast, and just enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah, I've noticed.
And just the way he presents himself and, like, collects his thoughts and his... Just his entire persona as a whole is definitely a big deal to me. Just because I think it's definitely something that a lot of people should definitely recognize. That, I mean, this guy has basically won the internet.
Bernie Burns for internet president!
I mean, he has the longest-running sci-fi show in America. The longest running active one. And he really, like, he invented the word web series. Like, he really...
Really?
Yeah, like, not the word, but, like, he created Red vs. Blue weekly content before anyone was doing that. He made Machinima a huge deal. I feel like they made Halo even bigger than it was.
Definitely.
I mean, how many people watch Red vs. Blue that don't play Halo? And how big has something like Red vs. Blue or Homestar Runner even... Like,
I don't know what that is.
It's like old, not even old school, but it was like the days before YouTube, almost, where internet content was just, it was in its own medium, and like people have all gone to YouTube, everything's on YouTube and on Twitter and on Facebook now, but those people went out and they created their own things, and now they own their portion of the internet, and they've kind of been grandfathered into everything, and I think that's definitely something that you have to respect.
Definitely. Okay.
I keep getting really, like, excited and deep about the things I'm talking about.
This is going to be a great episode.
This is going to be, like, this is going to be
the best episode.
The best episode
ever.
Out of the three? I mean, how can it not be?
With two people, we've already gone longer than any of the episodes.
I mean, this has been some engaging conversation.
But definitely Rooster Teeth. And this, for me, I would say Jeff.
Jeff
of Rooster Teeth has influenced me.
I mean...
Shaped me.
Just what they do. It's incredible the amount of content they put out there for free. And the quality of it, too.
Because they love what they do. And they they're not really in it for the money.
No.
And that's kind of what I want to do when I get older. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Hang out with my buddies, play video games, you know.
Yeah, and I love the story of their original business model. They had a website called Drunk Gamers, where they would just get drunk, play video games, and review the games. And their entire business model was to get free games from companies to review them. And they finally got a game called Blinks the Time Sweeper for the Xbox about a time-traveling cat with a vacuum. I've played this game. It is the worst game.
What?
Yeah, I've played the game. It is the single worst game in existence. I was so disappointed. I was looking at it. I was about six, probably a bit older. It was for the original Xbox. I'm like, this is a cat who travels through time. And fights crime.
With a vacuum.
Like, I was shaking with excitement as I left the storage container that is GameStop. It's the worst game ever, but it was the only game they ever gave a 10 out of 10. And the entire review is just them talking about how they got the game for free and how that was its best feature.
Oh, this game is free. Yeah, it's the best feature. How's the gameplay? The what?
The what? Oh, no, that's just on the shelf. We're playing Halo!
Halo!
Shout out to Halo.
Yeah, shout out to Rooster Teeth, shout out to Halo, shout out to Homestar Runner, which if you ask Troy is a huge fan of that too. I love them. So yeah, next topic.
Did you pick one?
I didn't pick one.
Did you read through them at least?
I chose interesting people last time, so now it's your turn.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, we kind of adopted the switching off strategy.
Let's see.
Oh yes, we are struggling here.
How about we play the...
We could play the video. I'm not sure how well this is going to work out, given that we're going to be almost... Here, we can narrate what it is, and I'm going to press play.
Okay.
They're walking down a field, holding hands.
Oh, Mario just tripped Yoshi.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're going all out.
Donkey Kong, Mario, Yoshi, and Pikachu going at it.
They are just beating the living hell out of each other. Oh, they're taking out their dicks.
Donkey Kong lost.
So yeah, that is the original Super Smash Bros. Commercial.
Check it out.
And I think that's one of like the greatest things ever. They start punching. I love it. Smash Bros. Was a great game.
It is a great... It's a... The biggest thing on the topic list for some. Shout out to Mike Klein again for the third time.
He really does not understand how many things we have to fit into an hour. So yeah, Smash Bros. Not really sure what to say about it, but
it's a great game. It's the game I played most as a child, and whenever I play it, doesn't matter which one I play, the original N64, Melee, or Brawl, I love them all.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, I think Melee is the best out of the three. But I can sit down and play any of them and have fun. And it'll be cool for longer than 30 minutes. Like, people talk about GoldenEye all the time as this great game from that 90s era of console gaming, the first wave.
Have you played the remake at all?
Yeah, not good.
Yeah.
It's just a generic shooter. But then you try to sit down and you try to play GoldenEye or Perfect Dark or one of those games that people are like, well, you know, that was what I spent hours on. Those games don't hold up at all.
No.
But a game like Super Smash Bros., it's amazing how after literally over 15 years of being out there, it's still a fun game.
It's... I forgot what I was going to say. Keep going.
I have nothing else to say.
Oh. Well. Anyways.
Well, great. So, let's get away from these things that I'm going to get really excited about. And talk about seriously. Real life rage quit.
Real life rage quit. Okay.
You wrote it down. These are your topics. You shouldn't act quizzically when I say it. You should.
No, I just like to say it. Get a feeling for it.
Right.
I wrote this down today. In fourth hour.
Okay. I like that we have the background of when you came up with the idea for the topic on every
I like to get personal with things. Yeah.
This has been a very personal podcast.
Yes, it has. Anyways,
69. Smooth jazz.
Team Dark Chocolate.
Team Dark Chocolate. We have to talk about that.
We will, okay. We'll set Real Live Rage Quit like aside for now.
Alright, so, naturally, being buds, being chums, cronies, whatever you want to call it.
We have a team name.
Yeah, we have team names, but we play a lot of video games together.
A lot of video games.
Most of my time playing video games is spent either with you, Troy, Ryan, or my cousin, Brian, who you've met.
Yep.
Also known as B Said. Feel free to send him a message on Xbox Live. That's oh, B no. Space Said.
Oh, no.
Do that, and tell him how big your wiener is.
Yeah. Or little, you know.
Yeah, so...
No, I'm not here to judge.
Naturally, when me, you, and Troy get into a game together, we play a lot of Halo.
Yeah.
And,
Minecraft.
But, yeah, a lot of Minecraft. So much Minecraft.
So much.
We'll hop into a game, and you gotta get psyched up, you know? It's a team mentality when you're playing with people. Way different than when you're alone.
Yeah.
We have team names. and when you and I are together, to describe the sensual, smooth feeling.
We are Team
Dark Chocolate.
Dark Chocolate.
And then when you and Troy are together, you are
Team Rough Lovin'.
Team Rough Lovin', to describe the rough yet sensual aspects of their combination. When me and Troy are together, it's Team Nice Dynamite, which is from...
Rooster Teeth reference.
From the Let's Plays. And I think it fits me and Troy really well, because we're explosive, but we're also pretty nice. And then when we all get together, we're Smooth Jazz.
Team Smooth Jazz.
We're like poetry in motion.
That is definitely my favorite team name. Team Smooth Jazz.
Smooth Jazz!
And we always win, too.
Yeah, we
Whenever
win.
We're together, we always win.
I'm thinking whenever we have a group bigger than that, we can be Team Rubber Fist. I think that's an appropriate name. Just like...
We cannot lose.
Like, we just, like, fist the opponents with our goodness. So, yeah, that is... That's that.
Yes.
And then real life rage quit.
Okay, so I was in my physics class.
You're in a physics class?
I'm in a physics class.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Wow.
But the class itself...
Boring.
It is so... freaking... boring.
Right.
So, naturally, I wanted to leave that situation, just go outside. Because the windows were open, it was pretty nice out.
Did you hop out the window?
No, but the window was open all the way.
Okay.
It was like a 3-foot by 2-foot square. I could just walk out at the moment.
Because you're 3 feet tall.
Definitely. But I was thinking, I thought of video games because I was bored. I was done with the lesson, writing notes. I was thinking, what if I could leave... any moment to anywhere I want, but only once during the day. Like, and I can only rage quit once, like the Halo 3 did. I have a limit to how many times I can rage quit before I get banned from the servers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So you can only do it once per day.
Once per day. It would always be during school. Always.
I feel like, yeah. Definitely.
You're getting chewed out by Mr. Biggs, our principal.
Shout out to my main man, JB!
JB!
JB in the morning.
Yeah. But I feel like, how long does the rage quit last? Like, do you just get to leave and then you have to move on with the rest of your day, or?
You teleport out of that situation. You don't.
And then when that situation passes, you go back?
You don't deal with that situation the rest of the day.
Okay. I feel like I would use this, and obviously school's the easy answer, so I'm going to move away from that. I would use this when I'm waiting in lines. Because when I'm
waiting... You got a DMV.
Especially when I'm waiting in a line alone. Because... and in a lot of situations, for whatever reason, I don't have, like, an iPod or a phone with me that I could be like...
You're just standing there.
And so I don't know what to do. I'm just like...
I hate people.
What do I do with my body right now? I'm not... And, like, I feel like everyone else has a reason to be there, and they're all mad at me for being there. Like, they have no understanding of my circumstances.
Like, oh, fucking Chris is here.
They're like, why would you ever be here? I'm afraid that I'm going to do the wrong thing. Oh, well, it's the recording again. After a hard edit, we are back.
Really hard edits.
Yeah, I didn't even realize I pressed record. So,
Due to the series of unfortunate events, I forgot what we were talking about.
I think we wrapped up real life wage quit, and we were going to move on to another topic. You have to go in, like, 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So, you want to talk about, like, one more topic and then move on?
Let's pick two.
One or two. One or two?
All right, you pick. I picked the last one.
All right.
Brought to you by Centrella.
Written here, you have something by the word of popularity. And I'm wondering what your thought was there.
I don't remember writing that down, actually.
If you don't, then you have conventions written on the back, which is another thing I'm really curious as to what...
Conventions. Okay, let's talk about that. I've always wanted to go to a bunch of conventions, but I've only been to one.
Which one would that be?
It was a Yu-Gi-Oh! Convention. Back when Yu-Gi-Oh! Was cool.
I'm gonna send your ass to the Shadow Realm. Oh, man. So, a Yu-Gi-Oh! Where?
I don't know. I think it was in Michigan or Illinois, somewhere around there.
Top stuff.
Yeah. I don't think it was a convention. I think it was more of a competition, because we dueled each other.
Yeah. Did you have, like, the little bracelets where you pull up, and you're like,
I'm gonna get you,
play my trap card! I never played Yu-Gi-Oh!, I think that's the thing. I know Exodia.
Yep, Exodia was a boss. But you can never use him, because it was always illegal.
I had left leg.
Oh. Well, nice. Shout out to Exodia's left leg. But I went there to compete in the Yu-Gi-Oh! Because I thought I was pretty good.
Did you lose immediately?
No.
Yeah.
I did fairly well.
Good on you.
I won 7, and then I lost. It was like the semi... Okay. There's the finals, semifinals, semi-semifinals. I was before that. Okay. I was doing pretty well out of all the people that are there. There was a 5-year-old there.
Wow.
Little keys. I'm gonna get you. What's going on the computer screen?
I don't know. I'm pulling up random GIFs that I had bookmarked.
Well.
So yeah. Anyway, you were saying you went to a Yu-Gi-Oh! Convention.
Yeah, and I was doing fairly well. This grown man, like, he had gray hair. He was growing gray hair. This grown man comes up. I have Slifer the Sky Dragon. That's the first thing he said to me. Like, there were these tables.
Okay. My blue eyes.
My blue eyes.
Oh, man.
So. More funny things going on the computer screen.
Yep.
Anyways, 2-foot by 2-foot table. I'm on this side. He's on this side. He's, I got a Slifer the Sky Dragon. First thing he says. So I look at him, I go, okay, you can't use it. But I didn't know you couldn't, apparently. So he ends up whooping my ass. I was very, very sad.
Alright, so is that, did you just want to, like, say your convention experience, or?
No, I'm going to talk about how conventions are a great way to meet people.
Conventions are
kind
so
of
cool.
Like you.
Yeah. Like, I really want to go to, like, PAX East or RTX or something.
Yeah, PAX East. I watched a live stream of PAX East. Can't remember when. It wasn't long ago.
I mean, when RTX is going on, they live stream all the panels.
Really?
Yeah, so that was really cool. No, I would definitely love to go to conventions at some point, but they are so pricey.
Yeah.
Like, you have to get a hotel and a flight.
And if you don't dress up, you're the weirdo. Like, if you go to MineCon...
If you go to MineCon, you're already the weirdo.
You're Shout out to MineCon. And yesterday was the Minecraft Xbox Edition's birthday.
Right.
Yes.
Which is one of my favorite games ever.
I know. Definitely.
I mean...
Top 10.
They definitely gave you a new... Not new, but... I don't know why I said the definitely. They give you the free skin pack, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Give me free things, I appreciate it.
Thanks, Minecraft. Anyways, Minecraft, best game ever.
I wouldn't say that.
It's great.
It's pretty top.
Notch.
Yes. Well, Notch made the game.
You see what I did there?
Get it up
see what I did
wasn't
there?
Sure that you got what you did.
Oh, I got what I did.
Was it me?
It was you.
No, but convention's definitely cool, and I would love to if Stick Figures somehow got big enough. I would go to every convention.
What if you became president because of this?
I feel like this would keep me from becoming president.
Definitely.
Did you not hear the first 2.5 minutes of the podcast?
No, yeah, you're right. God, I'm bad at this.
No, we're good at this. This is an hour and 18 minutes of joy for some person.
We're good at being bad at what we do.
We're so good, we're bad.
Alright, what else do I have? Superpowers.
Superpowers. So this is how we're going to wrap up? Superpowers.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, superpowers. So. What would be your ideal superpower?
Stop time.
Explain.
You can do anything.
It is a cool power.
You immediately win with stop time.
What's the purpose?
Well, I can be selfish, I can be bad, I can be good, I would save so much time.
I see what you did!
Like, I would be able to sleep in every day, and I would be able to just, like, say I'm sitting in a class, I would be able to rage quit anytime I want. I'm just like, I'm gonna go play Xbox for a spill.
But no one else would be on. You would stop time, so no one else would be playing.
I could play a single player game.
That's not fun.
Far Cry 3, single-player game. One of the best games I've ever played.
Okay, you proved me wrong. My superpower? Make people crap themselves. Just by pointing at them.
I know someone else on another podcast who this is their exact superpower.
Really?
Where that's how they would get back at people. Like, they would be having the most unbelievable sex of their life. They'd just be like, diarrhea. All over the place.
No. Because it would either be that or be able to fly.
Flying would be pretty cool.
Flying would be freaking cool. Freaking cool.
I feel like I'd abuse it. And also, if it's something that overhanded, then people would be like, we have to capture him and study him. You have to consider the government studying you always.
Yeah, they would cut off my arm, see if it would regrow.
I think it's a bit of a jump. Be like, well, what if his arms regrow?
Chop it off!
What? No!
But one of those powers would be cool. I would choose the power to make people defecate. Because it's hilarious. Have you ever seen someone crap themselves?
No, I'd love to, though.
It is the funniest thing ever. Mm-hmm. And if you can make that happen with the point of a finger, just like...
That's instant joy.
It would make me happy
all
the time.
And you would be able to ruin so many people's lives.
Like, yeah. Someone... Okay, you're having a bad day. Your boss, you know, gets in your face, threatens to fire you. He's in a meeting, you point at him.
Mm-hmm.
Embarrass him. So bad. Maybe get him fired, you take his place. It's a win-win. Actually, no, it's a win-lose. Double win for you.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm trying to find a gif right now. I'm not even going to pretend that I'm being, in the moment, I'm being a bad person. Do you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, let's wrap this up.
This was a good hour, 20 minutes.
It was.
I thoroughly hope to have you sometime soon. Again.
I'm available all the time because I'm jobless. I'm a hobo.
Nice. All right. So.
Anyways, shout out to Sidewalks for keeping me off the streets.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to end the podcast with the single most horrible joke I've ever heard.
Was it that one?
No. Oh. It cringeworthy, I'm going to hell for this joke that I heard today. It's, so I was eating this chick out, and I started to taste horse semen. And then it hit me. Oh, Grandma, that's how you died.
Oh, my God. Chris, I don't want to drink my water, no.
So, yeah, that's that. Mike, wait, check out stickfury.com, check out Let's Play Wind Waker, check out Triumvirate, maybe. Check out Storytime, check out... be excited for a triple overtime featuring Chris Stikes and Christian Pasco and occasional guests. Stickfigure.com. Mike, give the final word.
The final word is...
Just any word. Doesn't have to be a funny word.
Obama!
It's not a word, that's a name.
Mike,
give the final word, come on!
Oh, we still have a fair bit of time.
Give the final word, we can't spend... we can't spend
three minutes on the final word.
We can't
say we give the final word and not give the final word.
Yeah.
Help me out.
If you'd want, I could give the final word, and you can cue me to give the final word. This is going to be a great silence here. You have 3 seconds or I'm going to do it. One, two, three.
I was hoping you would count to four.
Four.
And just keep going.
Five.
Just keep six. On going.
The final word is... The final word is... Hallway.
Why?
The final word is hallway.